it's so good to eat. Yes, we have it every day. We sing this song, it will make us strong, and it makes us shout, hooray! It's good for growing babies and grown-ups too to eat. For all the family's breakfast, you can't beat cream of wheat.
Cream of wheat, the great American family cereal, presents Let's Pretend. My goodness, Gwen, Sybil, look at all those people out there.
Not only look, Uncle Bill, but listen to them.
Hello!
Hello!
Is that an echo? Echo! What's cooking?
Cream of wheat!
Now, look out there. You're way ahead of me. Well, cooking cream of wheat is always a good idea. And while it's cooking, let's find out what today's story is. How about it, Sybil?
A story that comes from China, Uncle Bill. It's called The Chinese Nightingale.
Oh, a lovely story, Sybil.
And it's Michael O'Day's turn to say how we travel.
All right. How about a little legwork of our own? Let's march in formation.
Oh, fine, Michael. All right, the story is The Chinese Nightingale, and we march. Oh, by the way, Michael, you take over. One, two, three.
Company, stand, hut. Forward, march.
Once upon a time, in the land of ancient China, there was a vain and foolish emperor. He was very proud of his famous porcelain palace, and he preferred the artificial gardens surrounding it to the beauty of nature's flowers. We begin our story in the throne room where, as usual, the emperor is fussing and fuming.
Well, 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 where is everybody? What's wrong here?
Coming, sire, coming.
We had an appointment, Chamberlain. You're late.
Yes, Imperial Highness. A thousand pardons, sire. Tsing Fui.
Tsing Fui yourself. What kept you?
This, sire.
This? What is this?
A book, sire. A book about your famous gardens and the porcelain palace.
And about time, too. Well, I am pleased. Let me see the book.
Sire, perhaps I should warn you.
Warn me? What about?
The book, sire. It says that of all the lovely things in the Chinese emperor's garden, the nightingale's song is the best.
The nightingale? Now, who in the name of the seven-headed dragon of Chan Wang is the nightingale?
By my oath, Majesty, never have I heard the word before.
Well, that's the silliest thing I have ever heard of. Here a man writes a book about the Chinese emperor's garden. He skips over the perfume fountain, the silver bell flowers, and dwells at length on the nightingale. The loveliest thing of all, it says here. And you don't know what it is.
Tsing Fui.
Well?
Tsing Fui.
Tsing Fui. Yes, that clears it all up.
Yes.
Now, you listen to me. I want to meet this, nightingale person. And you, my Lord Chamberlain, are ordered to bring him to me ere night falls.
Yes, sire.
If you don't, every man and woman in this court will be thumped on the stomach.
Tsing Fui. Not thumped on the stomach, Majesty.
Thumped on the stomach.
Oh, but where shall I look? Whom shall I ask?
That's for you to decide. I'd advise you to ask everybody. Inasmuch as all of them will be thumped if you don't find it. And before night falls, or thump.
Oh, Tsing Fui.
Bamboo sprouts cooked.
Well, it's about time, Annelle. Have you got the shark fins fixed? And the rice dipped? And the bird's nest soup ready?
Yes, cook. And, butler, I told the guard of the cellars you wanted the dragon wine.
Sing fooey, sing fooey. Somebody's got to know who he is.
Well, perhaps someone in the kitchen will know.
It's the Lord Chamberlain and Lady Pearblossom, and they're coming into the kitchen.
How do, Lord Chamberlain?
You, cook. You, butler.
Yes, Lord Chamberlain.
You, kitchen maid. Do you know a person called Nightingale?
Wally don't know Nightingale.
Nor I, August Chamberlain.
Oh, how disappointing. I know the Nightingale.
What?
You do? You know the Nightingale?
Well, where does he live, Annelle? I'll send the golden carriage of the emperor after him.
Oh, yes. But my Lord Chamberlain, that wouldn't do at all. You see, sir, the Nightingale... the Nightingale is a bird.
A bird. Sing fooey.
Yes, sir. A beautiful little bird who sings a magic melody.
Well, I'll be a double kumquat. Do you know where it lives?
Yes, Lord Chamberlain.
Take me to it immediately.
You must promise me that you will not frighten her before I take you to her.
The kitchen maid dares ask the Lord Chamberlain to make her a promise. My girl, you shall be thumped on the stomach for this.
And they tell me you will, too, if you don't find her.
Oh, all of us will be. Oh, promise, Lord Chamberlain.
Sing fooey. All right, I promise. On my honor.
Very well. I'm ready.
Lady Pearblossom. Butler.
Yes, Lord Chamberlain.
And you too, cook.
Yes, Lord Chamberlain.
Better come with me. We may need help. And hurry, girl. It's nearly nightfall.
Come along.
Are we nearly there?
Almost, Your Highness. It's just past these silver bell flowers and by that lotus tree there. Ah, here. Now, please remember your promise. Oh, little nightingale, will you please speak to us?
Good evening, little friend.
Your Highness, Tsing Fui, how does one address a nightingale?
Just naturally, sir. Like everything else that is really beautiful, the nightingale speaks a simple language. Just say, little nightingale.
Thank you, Anel. Little nightingale, will you, as a special favor to the emperor, will you come with us to the porcelain palace and sing for him?
If you want me to, I will. For I love to bring happiness with my song.
You will really do that, my sweet little bird.
If I may perch on Anel's shoulder, I will come with you now.
Come along. I will take care of you. There you are. Are you all right?
Quite, thank you.
Then come, everyone, to the Emperor and the Porcelain Palace.
Make way for the Lord Chamberlain. Make way for the Nightingale.
Majesty, at last we are here.
And the Nightingale? Where is His Highness?
Here she is, Emperor. And oh, I beg of you, sire, do not frighten her. She is so gentle and so timid.
Well, now that she is here, quiet, everyone! Quiet, quiet! Now then, let us hear this wondrous bird.
Little Nightingale, will you sing for the Emperor?
If it would make him happy, I would like to. For I love our emperor.
I am pleased. Sing for me now.
Oh, it's divine.
Well, this is most wonderful. To think such lovely notes of melody could come from that tiny throat. Thank you, little nightingale. What reward do you wish?
When I sang, I saw tears in your eyes. I want no better reward than that, Your Highness.
Thank you. Little Nightingale, won't you come and live with us in the Porcelain Palace? It would make me very happy.
Then I will come, for my song is even sweeter when I've made someone happy.
Thank you. And because of your trust in Anel, she will not be kitchen maid any longer, but the Lady Anel. And she shall be your companion day and night.
Oh, thank you, Your Majesty.
Now, Adele, we must see that you have proper costumes. Come with me to the Lady of the Royal Wardrobes and bring the Nightingale with you.
Well, you don't look very pleased, Lady Pearblossom.
I don't like that Nightingale. And I don't like a kitchen maid being advanced ahead of me.
What can you do?
I don't know. But I'll do something. Just wait and see.
A year ago, at the Emperor's request, the little Nightingale came to live in the Porcelain Palace, where Lady Anel is her constant companion. The timid little Nightingale, with her beautiful song, has made everyone adore her, all except the jealous Lady Pearblossom. As the scene opens, we are in the Emperor's throne room where he and the Lord Counselor are talking.
Answer.
The Lady Pearblossom would like to see His Majesty.
Sing Fui.
For both of us. All right, Butler. Let her come in.
You may come in, my lady.
Oh, good afternoon, Your Majesty. It's nice of you to see me. My Lord Chamberlain, greetings.
Greetings. Will you sit down, Lady Pearblossom?
Oh, Your Highness, I have a surprise for you.
Really?
Yes. And I know you're going to be simply delighted. I've been practicing on it such a long time. May I show you now?
Well, all right.
Well, first I must have a glass of water. Butler?
Yes, Your Ladyship?
Give me that glass of lotus flower water.
I have it here, my lady.
Now, make ready for the surprise of your imperial life, Majesty. I have learned to sing better than that nightingale.
Please begin.
All right. Listen. Isn't that lovely?
Charming. Of all the weird, of all the that is the most horrible noise I've ever heard.
Sing fooey.
don't you like it?
You call that goggle the nightingale song?
Oh, but I was making the same sound as the nightingale. You're just blind to everything but that silly bunch of feathers. I think it's terrible.
So do I. Stop it.
Lady Pear Blossom, that's enough. Take your tears and your goggle and leave at once. What a woman.
Yes.
Your Majesty.
Yes, Butler, yes.
I have a gift that was brought to you today. Will you accept it now?
Let me see it.
Why, it's a bird. A bird like the little nightingale.
Bless me, so it is. Only it's of solid jewels. And look, its eyes are rubies. The wings are emeralds. Oh, Lord Chamberlain, this is a gift worthwhile.
What is that key for? There.
Why, that...
Sing Fui. This is marvelous.
Quiet. Look how the bird's head twists when it plays. Oh, this is the most precious thing that has ever come into my life. Don't you think so, little nightingale? I said, don't you...
Where is the nightingale?
Why, she's gone. She's flown away. There she goes, across the silver bell flowers.
Sing Fui. A most ungrateful creature.
For once, you're right. Imagine. She's jealous.
She may well be.
But just the same, she shall be punished. Order her banished from the porcelain palace. See that she never enters the place again.
It shall be done.
Now, let me hear the jeweled bird again.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Come in, Lady Annelle. Look, and listen to my marvelous gift.
It is a very charming little toy, Your Majesty. But I don't think it can compare with our little night... Why, where is she? Where is the real little nightingale?
Gone. And forever, Tsing Fui.
She is banished from the palace forever.
Oh, don't say that, Your Majesty. She loves you. You must have wounded her feelings very much or she wouldn't have gone. Oh, find her, please, and bring her back.
No, indeed. This jewel bird is much better. I shan't even miss her.
Oh, you foolish people.
Foolish?
How dare you?
You are. Can this thing love you or serve you?
What is this you're saying?
Will its heart pour forth the unselfishness and tenderness that the real bird has given you? No, because it hasn't any heart, nor have you.
But this is outrageous.
Or you wouldn't have hurt her so. You still don't know the difference between the real and the false. You're stupid.
Well,
and selfish.
What?
And cruel.
That's enough. You shall be put back in the kitchen for this.
That's just where I want to be. I don't want to be with people like you anymore. I'll find the nightingale, and together we shall find happiness without you.
Well, sing Fui. Fui. Fui.
Good morning, Your Highness. How are you this morning?
I'm a very sick man, I guess. Doctors don't know anything. Nobody knows anything. Here I've lain ill for months and nobody does anything. At least the jewel bird has never failed me.
Yes, sire. Shall I play it for you now?
Certainly.
You know that's the first thing I want you to do.
Yes, sir.
Well, what's the matter? Go on, play it.
Sing Fui, sire. It won't play. It stopped dead. I'm afraid, sire. Oh, I'm terribly afraid. It's broken.
It can't be. I can't live without my songbird. Get the court doctor at once.
But a doctor would do no good, sire. You see, this golden bird hasn't a heart.
Get a watchmaker, then. Get something quickly. Find a knell. Tell her to bring me my real nightingale. I shall die if I can't hear its song. Do you hear me? I shall die. Go. Perhaps the real little bird was the best after all. She would be sorry to see me ill.
I have come for you, Emperor.
Oh? Who are you? Get away from me. Who are you?
I am Death. I have come to get acquainted with you, Emperor.
I don't want to know you. It isn't time for death.
Look, I, Death, take your crown. Does it look pretty on my head?
No. No, don't take it. Don't.
Emperor, what is it?
Oh, Nell, I'm so glad you came. Help me. Save me from death. Quickly, before it's too late.
Poor, poor little Emperor.
Music. Let me drown out the voice of death with melody. Where is my nightingale? My true little friend. Help me, Anel.
I will open the window. Do you hear? Listen.
My little nightingale. She's come back to me. Anel, look. Even death stands still to listen to her melody. Oh, nightingale, come in. Come close that I may touch you and hear your song.
Sing on, little bird. Sing on.
If I do, will you, Death, give back the Emperor's crown and scepter and golden sword?
Yes, here they are. Only sing.
Emperor, look. Death has gone.
Oh, little nightingale. Song, you have driven evil visions from my mind, drawn death from my heart.
My Emperor, tears came to your eyes when I first sang for you. I shall never forget that.
To think I valued a golden bird more than you. Oh. By one look from your gentle, loving eyes is worth more than all the jewels in the universe. Oh.
Then indeed my life and my song have been worthwhile.
Sing, little nightingale. Sing a song of love and thanksgiving, for the Emperor has at last found the kingdom of happiness.
The pretenders for today were the Chinese Nightingale,
Susan Thorne,
the Emperor,
Bob Reddick,
Lord Chamberlain,
Arthur Anderson,
N.L.,
Sybil Trent,
the Butler,
John Hughes,
Lady Pear Blossom,
Gwen Davies,
the Voice of Death,
Albert Alley,
the Cook,
Michael O'Dane,
the Song of the Nightingale by Henry Boyd. Original music was composed and conducted by Maurice Brown. These stories are dramatized by Nyla Mack and directed by Albert Ward. Would you like to see a broadcast of Let's Pretend? Well, if you live in or near New York, just drop a postcard to Cream of Wheat, CBS, New York, for your free tickets. They're absolutely free. This is Bill Adams saying, remember to eat Cream of Wheat, the great American family cereal. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.